Welcome to the Reality Revolution. I'm your host, Brian Scott. We're returning to Quo today, and an interesting channeling that really focuses on the personality, that core of ourselves, and how it changes, and what it is. Channeling in 1989, they asked the question, this has to do with two concepts, the first of which being the necessity for remaining open-minded, and willing to process new information and to change as we travel on our journey back into unity with the Creator. And the second concept has to do with the individuality that we construct that is our personality, the core of ourselves, which makes choices, makes decisions, and is open. We would like to have some information concerning the relationship between the somewhat fixed and stable nature of the personality that makes these choices and the ability to remain open and flexible so that one can change and become a new being and eventually become more unified with the Creator. Carla Channeling says, I am Quo. I greet you each in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator and thank each for requesting our service, which we may humbly perform. For in our life experiences at this time, our service to those upon your sphere who wish to hear the words of light and truth is our way of progressing and refining our understanding, love, compassion, and wisdom. Therefore, you are being of great service to us as well as to yourselves by pondering those questions that have substantive meaning without regard to time or space. The question that you ask this day seems to contain a paradox. This means that the questioner is on the right track, for the spiritual quest has, as its signal virtue, continual paradox. In this case, the paradox is, how does one be oneself while one is becoming oneself? How does one be yet to be open to change? First, we would like to express that beyond any control of your own, you are. You have no choice but to be what you are. For you are an imperishable metaphysical entity, a form of light. The beauty of your vibrations are unique to each. The balance of service is unique to each, yet each is beautiful and cherished by us. And we thank all who seek the truth and turn their face towards the mystery of infinity and the Creator's love. Each of you existed as a definite consciousness before the world you dwell upon was created, and each will continue infinitely to be a consciousness for many millions of years into your future. As you would call it, indeed, the infinity of our consciousness stretches before us too, although our teachers express us, they are aware of those entities which have gained enough spiritual gravity or solidity or crystalline nature, shall we say, where compassion is enough perfected that the entity moves into the consciousness of the one Creator. That consciousness then is lost, but informs the one Creator and is part of the active principle of the one Creator. By far the greater part of the Creator is not active but resides in a state of love. Which force created all that there is, and which force each of you seeks to bind into your lives more and more naturally, more and more authentically, more and more deliberately. The thrust of this thought is that you cannot help being. It is within you, unquestionable from our viewpoint as to what vibratory complex each of you is. We realize that it's not available to you in this illusion, but we assure you that you are imperishable ones, and that there is no mistake that one may make that could eliminate the beingness, the consciousness of the self. Now let us turn our minds to the phenomenon of learning. Any learning experience is a kind of ordeal. The spiritual learning experience is one of great deal of catalyst and change. For the spiritual seeker who attempts to accelerate the rate of his spiritual growth will discover more and more how uncomfortable change can be. So it may be that in the darker moods, one wonders whether one is spiritual enough, whether one has stayed upon the road to the kingdom that awaits. One questions oneself. we ask each to pull back the focus of attention, the point of view, as though you were a camera moving farther and farther away. First you see your entire block, then the entire planet. Then you are so far away that you can only see the sun. This is a point of view worth attempting. The discomforts of the spiritual journey are all linked to the desire to change. It is a blessing to one who serves others when that entity understands that that which he is to do is prepared for him and sits in front of his face. Thus, no one needs to use an enormous amount of discrimination in order to do the work necessary to make changes necessary in consciousness. The trap of those spiritual pride is that they would rate dramatic services to others above the less dramatic services and those who render them. This will never advance the cause of lightening the consciousness of Earth. Rather, it is a series of paradoxes which we suggest you consider that is the middle way, the via media, for walking in balance with the life about one in service to others. Non-dramatic services to others, those who tend the child, those who sweep the hearth, those who work in jobs that do not seem to have satisfaction in them, are just as capable as the most experienced seeker of bringing into manifestation within their creation the love of the one infinite one. Now the paradox between judgment and tolerance, or open-mindedness, is solved only by faith. That is the faith that we are, that each is, that oneself is I am. All you are responsible for in that regard is learning who you are. Many there are who get so caught up in spiritual growth that they do not ever establish for themselves the roots of their faith. Consequently, they move from one spiritual practice to another, never getting the satisfaction and consolation of spiritual guidance and service to others in community. Thus, we would say it is well to know the self well, to know what the physical vehicle that moves each about needs, and to provide it carefully, to treat that instrument kindly, for it carries you about. Then one may turn one's face to the changing, assured of who one is, for in changing you are not changing in kind, but in refinement of quality. Therefore, the open mind, the attempt of new things, will of course bring changes within the conscious mind and the programming of the subconscious mind as well. And this, as always, will be experienced as times of discomfort, frustration, sorrow, anger, or some other negative stress. From within the illusion that is the picture that the eyes carry to the brain, this is not an accurate picture, for in retrospect one may always discover there were always catalysts for change, and the difficulty of changing in order to be more of service to others. There has also been the balance of learning that intensifies during traumatic events. Thus, each seeking entity must do the work of discrimination and judgment for himself. Let no one express truth to you in a way which is infallible, but rather allow that which is infallible, the Creator Self within, to have constant daily opportunities to center and tabernacle with the one infinite Creator. You would be very startled, my children, if you knew what your true spiritual temperature is. None of you knows himself to the extent that we do, simply because we may read you. We may see your vibrations and your balances in their uniqueness, in their crystalline purity. Within the illusion, you do not see a crystal forming in consciousness, but rather you see lumps of bone and muscle and sinew, hair and various features, things very much touchable, and it is almost impossible to experience without experiencing through the sense of the physical body with relationship to the physical world the pain of change. In actuality, when the pain is occurring frequently, this is the time of the greatest step forward for an entity. The challenge of the catalyst has focused the attention, and therefore the seeker is more ready to welcome change in terms of increasing one's polarity in service to others. Now we realize that none of you knows precisely how to know the self. May we suggest that especially in the mated relationship, the mate which is upon the spiritual quest with the other mate functions as teacher and mirror, so that that which one hears comes into the biocomputer of the mind, is filtered through subconscious biases and thus becomes a rather distorted reflection of yourself. When conversation takes place, the two seeking entities are seeking to aid each other, to comfort each other, to console each other, and to learn together. Thus, they become honest. They become malleable to speaking clearly on any subject. Within your culture, many subjects are considered inadvisable to dwell upon. The spiritual is a matter of life. And in this illusion, death for that which you do within this illusion, the choices that you make here will in turn affect your being at the harvest. And the more polarized towards the light you have become, the more loving, the more compassionate, the more accepting, the more peaceful, the more joyful, the more light you may accept, enjoy, and use. And in that term, light, we do not mean simply the photon, but rather the energy that is the creator's. The photon is the manifestation of that great original thought of love. So we would suggest that each examine the portions of experience which have caused each to feel an emotion. For emotions are very deep and purified kind of thinking. As one gazes into one's prejudices and biases, one has the opportunity to attempt to balance them, to acknowledge the paradox, the opposite, and to see that there are two sides of one thing, that all is one, that there is no separation. The practical difficulty which we find this instrument feels is that there is a great deal of material which refer to philosophical and spiritual principles. Much of that material has been mixed with specific material concerning what this instrument would call eschatological concerns. We do not deny in any way that there is the possibility of planetary disaster upon your sphere. However, we do suggest that the true nature of the New Age is that which comes after the death in this illusion and the walking of the path of light, until one has found the light that one can accept the best and enjoy most fully. We ourselves are on that same path, and we ourselves have a great deal of refining yet to do. For to understand how to blend complete compassion and wisdom is the study of much, much experience. Where you are now is in a decisive blink of an eye. The little life that you experience, great and whole and wonderful as it is very short, and at the end is death. And those who dwell upon the last days and the New Age are receiving much information from the feeling portion of the subconscious having to do with the fear of death. Although it is inevitable and therefore seemingly uninteresting, it becomes a vital concern for entities as they approach the limit of the life experience and prepare to go on. Now, one may polarize and continue changing in any circumstance or condition. We suggest you see the balance and walk the middle road, using your discrimination after you have heard the ideas that are presented to you, not judging ahead or during the experience, but allowing each learning experience its own shape and space and color, allowing it to sink into that portion of the mind which is far more accurate, that portion of the mind which lies below the level of conscious thought. In meditation daily, this is done, and it is well done to be daily in meditation. But who you are is how you behave, and service to others is not pleasing others. These are thoughts to be pondered. Many attempts to polarize towards light by helping and pleasing people. The question that needs to be asked by each is this: has this person asked for my help, and am I able to respond? If you can find no spiritual principle, yet you can help another by refraining from judgment and offering sympathy. If your advice is asked and you do not know what to say, that is acceptable. You do not have to please the entity by making a guess at what the trouble might be. The goal, you see, is to be in a state of consciousness within which is preserved the feeling of unity with the one creator, the experience of tabernacling in meditation, the experience of opening the inner door by meditation. Many times, learnings will come to a seeker through dreams, daydreams, or visions. These should never be ignored, but should be valued as deep indicators of who you are. A paradox is the result of a life lived in faith and service, for as one serves, one is served a dozenfold. a hundredfold, a thousandfold. As one gives, one receives in plenty. Thus, the paradox is that compassionate feelings and actions in service to other entities by loving, by supporting, by sharing, or by a brief smile to a stranger, these things commend you as a servant of the one infinite creator. Yet, what you receive back from the creation is a thousandfold that which you have expressed. Thus, we suggest that each begin to become aware of the very core of the being that is joyful and merry and full of passion. You see, my children, when we say that we greet you in love and in light, we are only using words which are inadequate, because there's no word in your language for the extreme amount of infinite passion the one infinite creator has for each of its parts of consciousness that are active and teaching the creator about itself. Seek that inner fire. Seek to deepen the ability to worship the Creator, to give adoration, praise, and thanksgiving to the Creator for all things, including those challenges which have been set up, that you may learn what you intended when you came here. You shall never be rid of your selfhood. It is only possible to be unaware of it. The practice of honesty with the self is the cornerstone of this basically analytical process. In the case of the questioner, and in many other cases, the amount of learning that has been programmed into this incarnation is the maximum amount that the higher self felt that each was capable of in this density. Many entities, therefore, experience great difficulty and have designed that in place in the life experience for the purposes of learning to serve without expectation of return. This instrument has a great deal of trouble remembering that it is a service to receive, and that we would remind each that those who receive are as blessed as those who give. The blessedness lies in the compassion between the two people. That which is done grudgingly is not going to polarize your consciousness towards the positive. So if it is impossible to serve cheerfully, it is well to move into solitude and meditation until one has the balance back, until one's faith is firm, until one no longer feels despair. You have a choice to make, my children. In this incarnation, since is the last probable incarnation for each within this density, you have the opportunity and the ability to move into the next density. Yet you have some work to do in this incarnation in order that you may be harvestable as a service to others' entity. Thus, the illusions of illness, limitation, financial ruin, and any other life-disturbing patterns may well not be disasters at all, but rather marvelous challenges that enable you to polarize thousands of times more quickly than we ever could within our density, which is the fifth, or any other density besides your own. The third density is the intensive density. It is the density of making the choice to serve the Creator by serving the self, or to serve the Creator by serving others. Now you came, each of you, into the life experience with the biases which we encourage you to discover for yourself. You may then evaluate these biases for their polarity in service to others and in mutual love. Remember the great passion that is the Logos. You have been created with that steady state which you experience during orgasm in the sexual sense. This is the intensity of the Creator's love for each, and to be oneself in fact and not in conjecture, one needs to open oneself carefully and gaze with interest and an acuity of observation upon each and every situation, looking for the opportunity to serve and to share love. As you understand your biases better, so may your work upon increasing the biases you feel worthwhile and decreasing the biases you feel not worthwhile. You may change your own consciousness, but again we say, your becoming is illusory, for in the ultimate sense there is no time, there is no space, there is the present moment which is infinite. Very few entities are able to dwell in the present moment, but rather they are chastising themselves or congratulating themselves on that which is past or worrying about that which is to come. It is well to remember that each moment intersects eternity. We ask each to release the fear of living in this illusion, to release the fear of leaving the illusion, and to become content with whatever conditions prevail, accepting any conditions as agreeable, even though it may seem to be a serious challenge or difficulty. You are not alone. As you work towards becoming more of what you are, basically you are uncovering who you are as you refine yourself for the original self that is your consciousness, is the consciousness of the Creator, that great, intense, passionate love which calls into being the photon and from that point all manifestations of your illusion. There is much to be said for sheer persistence and the refusal to rebuke the self. For the more unsparing you are of the self in the attempt to realize the Creator self within, in manifestation within the illusion, the more difficulties you will experience. Allow the fact that this is an illusion to sink deeply into the mind. Think of all that there is. It is made. We are aware that your scientists have said of atomic and subatomic particles and combinations thereof. However, there has never been a sighting of an actual mass, merely the track of the energy has been found by your scientists. They see it firsthand, the depth of your illusion. May you too realize that you are a mind and body and spirit composed of complex energy patterns, that you are sensitive to the environment in which you dwell and the universe in which you find yourself. We believe that we have said what we wish to about this topic, although we are most happy to answer questions further. The art of becoming is not an art that is won easily. It is a craft, and you are an artist. It is a play, and you are the actor. Know yourself as well as you can, and then listen open-mindedly to all information and put it to the test within, and within you will come the answer, for you will recognize your own truth. Each entity has a slightly different path to the Creator. What is functional for one entity may be useless to another, with the exception of the practice of silent meditation and listening. We wish you the joy of knowing, even in pain and difficulty and distress, that work in consciousness that you have planned for yourself is being accomplished fruitfully, beneficially, and steadily, so that each persistent and faithful pilgrim along the way shall, by conscious decision and intention, live more and more the life of the instant, which is eternal, bringing infinity into the illusory experience, bringing the vast point of view into the mind, which is saddled with many words and numbers. We wish you to be extremely nurturing of yourselves as you perceive failure within the illusion. You have no idea how you are doing within the illusion. You will not know how you have done until you have left the heavy chemical illusion that you experience and are once again able to look at the life experience as part of what this instrument calls the Akashic Record, turning the pages of the life, gazing at the tapestry one has woven of love and sorrow and service and selfishness. May each weave the most beautiful tapestry he can. May each look to the life experience as to a poem and attempt to write each line with grace and beauty. In this you are supported and are never alone, for the higher self under any guise which you wish to call this energy is with you as comforter and nurturer, and when despair does overtake the soul, we ask that you suspend all judgment, all discrimination of the self, and move into an awareness that one is being held in the infinite arms of the infinite Creator, and that one is in truth nurtured. We thank this instrument and would at this time transfer to the one known as Jim. Jim begins channeling, saying, "I am Ko and greet each of you in the love and light through this instrument. Do you have any further queries, my brother?" Question: I have one to continue the question of the paradox just a little bit further in the direction now of spiritual practice. When one meditates, there seems to be a fine line between making an effort and letting go. Can you speak to the question of what the most effective way of meditating is, whether it involves the use of imagination or simply not thinking? I am Ko and aware of your query, my brother. We cannot say that there is one means of meditating that is in general better than another, for each individual will approach the meditative state and the balance point of which you speak in a unique fashion, the ability to prepare the self inwardly, whether it be by the imagery or the mental ritual that is constructed for personal use or by any other means, is the active phase, shall we say, of this preparation. The entity which wishes to set the table, shall we say, must needs prepare the self in whatever manner has meaning to that self. That is determined by the experience of the entity. There are a variety of ways in which an entity may go about this, and each may discover that the final choice is not so final when refinements are discovered. We do not mean to, shall we say, dodge the query, but mean to express the nature of the flexibility that the seeker has at its disposal for preparing to open the inner eye to a field of vision and experience which is not available to the entity without such preparation within the meditative state. Thus, we recommend experimentation, choice, dedication, perseverance, and, as the theme of this meditation has been, the ability to remain open to new ideas and possibilities. Thus, the seeker shall find that the experience is one which will offer itself, that is, the seeker, the continuing possibility for growth. There is much within each seeker which remains hidden, and which, through the perseverance and dedication to regularity, will be revealed as the seeker is ready. Thus, we find the most important point to emphasize in this regard is the dedication or the regularity in the practice of meditation and the motivation for such meditation, that motivation being most helpful when the heart of the desire is to seek union with the Creator. When such dedication and regularity are a firm portion of the foundation of the seeker in its daily round of activities, there will be made available to the seeker those opportunities for refining the process which are appropriate at a certain time, determined by an inner rhythm that is a great portion of the mystery which forms not only the large portion of the Creator, but the heart of the seeker as well. Do you have any further questions, my brother? So Carla asks, so basically what you're saying is we're like a block of stone, and the friction of experience and catalyst chips away everything that's not an elephant, to use an old adage. Basically, is that what you're saying? I am Quo, and I'm aware of your query, my sister. This is indeed a large portion of the concept which we wish to convey. However, this analogy is one which describes primarily the subconscious nature of experience for any entity within your illusion. For whether the entity seeks in a conscious fashion or not, there is yet the catalyst of each day which does indeed chip away ever so slowly at that which is not desired according to the overall plan of the incarnation. However, at some point, each seeker will discover the beginning working of the process of evolution and will seek to accelerate this process in order that it might in a conscious fashion take part in the creation of the statue, shall we say, that is the self, the truer self, the ideal self within certain boundaries or limitations, those limitations being set by your third density illusion. Thus, the seeker seeks to become co-creator of that which it is and that which it experiences, and seeks to place the chisel in just the right location and seeks to strike it with just the right force. Is there a further query, my sister? Carla asks, yes, I just have one more. I've been working with a feeling of low self-esteem forever, since I started being disabled. I wonder if you have any comments concerning work in the area of reprogramming early childhood misconceptions, which one has mistakenly brought into the present as biases. How does one most easily go about the reprogramming process? I have as yet been relatively unsuccessful. I am Quo, and I'm aware of your query, my sister. We find that you have at your disposal techniques which are effective in this regard, those being the working with the subconscious mind through dream states and through the keeping of what you have called the daily journal and the analyzing of the fruits of each endeavor in order to bring into a synthesized whole the overall picture of the incarnational pattern. It is well to have one with whom this type of activity might be shared, so there might be the comment and the criticism that expands the viewpoint and enriches the conclusions. Thus, we find again that the beginning of such activities and the perseverance on a regular basis is most helpful in this regard. Is there another query, my sister? Carla says no, Quo. Thank you very much, and thank you for coming. I am Quo, and again, we thank you, my sister. Is there a further query? No, thank you. I am Quo, and we are most grateful once again to each for inviting our presence. We cannot thank you enough for this honor. We look, as you would say, forward to each gathering in which we may participate as your brothers and sisters, seeking the source of the same mystery which each here finds the center of the life pattern. We shall leave this group at this time in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. Adonai, my friends. Adonai. And at the very crux of this channeling is a really important point. How do we differentiate that part of us that is our fixed personality? And then should we be open to changing our personality? Who are we? When you have a set personality for who you are, does it limit your spirituality? And should you be open to changing that personality as you go through these catalytic events? It's important. I am so much different than I used to be. If you had met me 10 or 15 years ago, you would not at all recognize me. I would not be talking the same. I'm not thinking the same. In a recent lecture that I recorded from Neville Goddard, Abdullah tells him that when he comes back from Barbados, that he will have died. And the story is, he really wanted to go to Barbados, but he couldn't. So he imagines going to Barbados. And when he finally goes, he realizes that what Abdullah was talking about. He had to completely change his personality, everything about him. At the time, he was a vegetarian, and he wouldn't drink or do drugs or anything like that. And he realized that he was trying to earn his spirituality, and he went through this change. There have been many things in my life I have changed, my paradigm shifts of the world. And this is the change they're really addressing with this very detailed and complex question. So we all have a fixed personality of who we think we are, an individualized self that is changing. Are you the same person that you used to be? How much have you changed? Are you open to change? Now, I know a lot of people that are listening to this, if they had just changed enough, they could go through a big spiritual transformation and awakening. I meet a lot of people that are open to these ideas, that listen to these podcasts, but they are so afraid of change. They will not leave the house they're in. They won't change their job. They won't do any of that stuff. They'll listen to this information, but they won't actually open themselves up to change. They won't change their personalities. And it's a really fundamental spiritual question. If you're in a place that you don't want to be and you're seeking some sort of higher level of spirituality, it might require some big changes in your personality and the way you see the world. Anyway, I hope you get a chance to ponder this. Can't wait to read your comments. Side note, if there is any comments on this video that have a WhatsApp number, ignore them, report them. Anybody that uses my profile picture but is not me, please just ignore those comments. I'm sending love and light to everybody that's listening. I wish so very much that I could put into words how grateful I am to do this podcast and how much I appreciate everybody that listens. It means so much that I'm not just sitting here talking to myself, that I'm sharing this knowledge and this information in my own spiritual journey with so many of you. So thank you so much. It means so much. I'm sending love and light to everybody listening. Welcome to the Reality Revolution.